The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. The first many poems I wrote after the death of my mother were failures. I suppose I was trying to explain away the pain of loss, to use logic to fix what seemed to be the terrible cosmic error of her dying. It was a losing game, I knew, but I had no choice. I had to move at my own pace through the stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I returned to that loss over and over for the better part of 3 years. And then, one afternoon, I sat down and wrote something that felt different, a poem that seemed to signal a new way forward. Instead of trying to make sense of the big picture of loss, I returned to a single small moment from our life together. To the best of my ability, I entered the scene in which I was a child playing with my dollhouse while my mother tended a fire in the fireplace. Nothing happened in the poem, but the unremarkable scene afforded me a different pattern for my thinking about loss. It allowed me to grasp something essential, something miraculous even, about the nature of memory, which has the power to stop time in its tracks. My poem, which is called Joy, ends with these lines. We sat in that room until the wood was spent. We never left the room. The wood was never spent. To this day, I haven't found a better strategy for processing loss than to turn backward and look deeply, unhurriedly, into the time when what or whom I grieve was still with me. It's a small thing, but in a way, it's huge. It helps me to believe that death is not a complete undoing. Today's poem is The Mystical Rose, by Brazilian poet Adélia Prado. In it, I recognize a similar belief in the consolation of poetry and memory in the wake of irreversible loss. The Mystical Rose by Adélia Prado. The first time I became conscious of form, I said to my mother, Dona Armanda has a basket in her kitchen where she keeps tomatoes and onions, and began fretting that even lovely things eventually spoil, until one day I wrote, It was here in this room that my father died, here that he wound the clock and rested his elbows on what he thought was the windowsill, but was the threshold of death. I understood that words grouped like that made it possible to live without the things they describe, that my father was returning, indestructible. It was as if someone had painted a picture of Dona Armanda's basket and said, now you can eat the fruit. So there is order in the world. Where does it come from? And why does order, which is joy itself and bathes in a different light than the light of day, make the soul sad? We must protect the world from time's corrosion cheat time itself. And so I kept writing. My father died in this room. Night, you can come on down. Your blackness can't erase this memory. That was my first poem. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. Today's poem was translated by Ellen Doré Watson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.